Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Ha'ase shtei batei nirim banirin. If someone does the malacha of setting two heddle eyes, the heddles were a part of the loom that was used for weaving in the times of the Mishnayos, and the warped threads would run through the heddle eyes. There's a beautiful diagram in the Art Scroll Mishnayos to see what it looks like in such a loom. And someone who puts the threads through these heddle eyes and through the comb, so it's two parts necessary for this malacha. And if he's doing this in the process, bakirus, in weaving a wicker curtain that was made from the fibers from a palm tree, or banafa, to make a fine sieve, bakavra, to make a coarse sieve, ubasal, or if he's weaving a basket, in all these cases, chayev, he's done the malacha of eisa shtei batei nirin, and he's chayev for malacha mederaisa. If it was done b'shegeg, he would have to bring a carbon chatas. The next malacha, v'atefer shtei tefir, is someone who sews two stitches. This is malacha of tefer, of sewing, and there's a minimum amount of two stitches. He has to pass the needle in and out, so one twice, in order to do the malacha. V'akireya, amanas litzvar shtei tefir, is also someone who tears, but not in a destructive fashion, but rather for the purpose of constructive, of sewing a more even sew, he has to tear a little bit. So if he tears enough that there'll be a space for sewing two stitches, and he's planning to sew two stitches there, so then he's chayav for the malacha of kireya. Mishnah Gimel. Hakireya b'chamasai, if someone tears something in his anger, v'almesei, or in upset over the passing, someone that died and he's tearing out of frustration because of that, v'chol ha'makaklan, or anyone else that acts destructively and tears or destroys in a destructive fashion, peturin, they're all exempt. There's no malacha deraisa that is in a destructive fashion. It's only asur midarabanan. The Rav points out that the tearing on behalf of a mace is only if there was no obligation. For certain close relatives, there's an obligation to tear kriya, and then this would be considered constructive because he's doing it to fulfill an obligation of the Torah, and then it would be a malacha on Shabbos. But if he's tearing on behalf of a dead person who he's not obligated to tear kriya, so that would be a case of just complete destructive tearing. And this, that tearing out of anger is not considered constructive. The Rav says that we don't paskin like the opinion in this Mishnah, because although it's destructive to the garment that he's tearing, but it's constructive that it releases his anger and it calms him down. So it has that benefit. And so we paskin that it is in some areas considered constructive, that it helps him release his anger. But if it would be completely destructive, he would be putter. That would not be a malacha midaraisa. V'hamakalkal amanas l'sakin, someone who is destroying in order to fix, like tearing to sew, or breaking down to build up. So then, shiurei kimasakin, the shear, the amount necessary to destroy in order to do the malacha of seiser or kareya, is going to have to be the same amount that if he would be fixing it, he would be over the malacha of sewing or building. So the same amount to build is going to be the same amount to destroy, if he's destroying it with intention to rebuild.